Welcome to Mind Your Biz Today on South Florida's only all-business radio station, 880 AM. Today's business world is fast-paced and ever-changing. Gain a competitive advantage by listening to Mind Your Biz Today, hosted by Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage. Janie is a best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire with over 35,000 hours consulting C-suite executives. She will help you navigate today's business hurdles and maximize your opportunities with thought-provoking discussions with CEOs, business authors, and thought leaders. Learn the latest trends and profit-producing ideas for growing your business.
Brought to you by the Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova Southeastern University. Executive training programs to excel in today's competitive market.
Here's your host, Janie Smith.
South Florida. Welcome back to Mind Your Biz Today. We're glad you joined us. Again, ladies and gentlemen of South Florida, we all got through that terrible cold snap, and now we're warming up and we're loving this weather. This is why we all live here. South Florida has a terrific competitive advantage. That's my favorite topic. So I want to remind our listeners that our website is mindyourbiztoday.com. Please go there. Send us your emails. Give us suggestions about shows you would like us to concentrate on in the coming months. I am Janie Smith, your host today. I am also the author of Creating Competitive Advantage and president of Smart Advantage in Fort Lauderdale. We want to specially thank our sponsor, the Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova Southeastern University. They do a magnificent job in offering incredible education for companies trying to grow their employees and their skills. Today's show is very exciting because we have talked over the past few months on this show about a whole host of issues that are important to businesses. We've had experts interviewed on leadership, on strategic planning, on customer service, on customer loyalty. If you've been listening for a while, you know that my particular focus is on competitive advantage. My company goes in and helps companies identify competitive advantages. We do market research to find out what the customer values. We go back and we say, you've got to have metrics around the things the customer values. You have to make sure that the employees are delivering what they need to deliver so that you can have competitive advantages. The point I'm making here is that all of these topics that we have discussed, customer service, planning, leadership, competitive advantage, they all rely on a particular discipline. And that discipline is what our guest today is going to tell us the keys to the kingdom. Our guest today is Mike Scott on how to hold people accountable. I have heard this gentleman speak, and I have to tell you, this is the basis for all good business. Mike Scott comes to us from Tampa. He started his own training and development company in 1984. He speaks all over the country. He designs training programs for small companies and large companies all the way up to McDonald's, Ernst & Young, AAA. He's got an amazing, unique style and instant payoff on the work that he delivers. His website is totallyaccountable.com. Mike, welcome, and thanks for being with us today.
Janie, thank you, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thanks. I have so many questions for you on this topic because, as you know, I run a small business, and all of the things that you talk about are challenges in my business as well as every one of my clients. So let me start with, as I said earlier, when we go in to do our competitive advantage work, the whole thing falls flat on its face if the employees don't deliver, if the employees don't get how important what they do is on a day-to-day is. And we have seen some of our clients hit the wall because they just don't hold the employees accountable. So, you know, what is the secret for ensuring projects get completed on time and employees are accountable for getting those things done?
Well, what I've found is projects become the lifeblood of a business. And where I find that people tend to fall down is, one, they're not clear about why the project needs to be done in the first place. So there's not an enthusiasm that gets built from the leadership standpoint. The other is there's a failure in the tracking process. And I found that I heard statistics years ago that when a rocket is shot from the Earth to the space station, that NASA has found out that it's off course about 94% of the time. So what they have is a system of tracking. When it's on course, get it on course. If it's off course, get it on. If it's on, leave it alone. And I find that projects go too long without consistent tracking to make sure they're on course.
Boy, that's a wonderful metaphor, because I see companies do that all the time, and I have to confess being guilty of it. You give a project, you're so busy doing things, you let people fly before they learn how to fly. And or they know how to fly, but they just are doing so many things, you've got to get them back on track. I love that. So I mean, one of the things I know is you got to give people deadlines. So tell me about that. Are stated deadlines for delegated work important, and how do you make sure people get that?
Well, what we do is we teach that any project, any task that needs to be done, if it doesn't have a deadline, doesn't have the priority that the other work has. So the agreement that we make when we do programs is that from now on, if you ask me to do something or if I ask you to do something, we will not leave that conversation until we have two things, a specific date for completion and a specific time for completion. And if we can't agree on a specific date and time at that moment, then we leave a period of time, but a specific deadline on when we're going to get back together for a completion date and time. Once there's a date and time, then the priority in terms of how the work has to be done comes into play.
That's great. And I know that we struggle with that, but we now know we're so busy at Smart Advantage. If we don't put it on the calendar, it will not happen. So I agree with you 100%. And I'm sure most of our listeners struggle with the same thing. So, you know, a couple questions that we hear often out in the workplace is, I'm overwhelmed by all I have to do. I can't seem to get anything done. What do I do next? So how do you help the companies that you consult with establish priorities?
Well, when we talk with people, first thing we say is understand what overwhelm does. It's a trick that the mind plays on you, so it can take a break. When the mind gets overwhelmed, it shuts down. So it loves long, long lists. It loves no lists at all, so it can be overwhelmed. So what we do is, first of all, tell people get everything you need to do in one place and then start looking at it not from importance and not from urgency, but look at it from when it has to be done and start planning backwards. And then as time goes on, you can say, this is what I need to do now. This is what I need to do now, as opposed to all the work that I have to do.
Well, I just learned something from you that I can personalize. I get so overwhelmed, I come to a screeching halt. And now I understand why. I guess it's not uncommon.
It's not. I say that's one of the reasons there are so many wonderful Starbucks in this country. It's a great place to take a shutdown mind.
Yeah, I'm going to need to visit them a lot more than I do. Okay, so how can I stop people from surprising me with non-performance? You know, I have that in my company. Everybody's got that in their company, and I think it's some of the things you're talking about. So would you say a little bit about that?
Sure. What I realize is that not everything works perfectly, and when someone's not going to get something done, let's say I give you something to do, Janie, or a number of things to do, and they all have deadlines, of course, because that's been our agreement now. If you know you're going to miss a deadline, your responsibility is twofold. One is to talk to me, no voicemails, no emails. I never want to be notified of something missing a deadline by email or by voicemail. You have to talk to me. And number two, you have to provide some sort of a solution about how we might be able to reach the goal anyway. And so that solution needs my approval. So if you're going to miss a deadline, talk to me with a solution. If I don't need to approve your solution, then don't talk to me. Just go on with it. And what I find is when that's an agreement inside of a company, then we miss less and less and less deadlines. But more importantly, if we missed a deadline, it wasn't a surprise. We talked about it before the deadline was going to before it was going to be missed.
Boy, something you just said, again, rang true for me, because when we get a million emails each day, if somebody tells me something in an email, it goes in and out of my brain in a split second. And then somebody will say to me, but I told you, I sent you an email. I'm like, when? What? I don't even know. So I think that is a terrific tip, is to make sure they tell you. And I try to get folks in both internally and externally to use the phone more than email for that very reason. That's a really good tip for our listeners and me, I might add. So what do you say when someone does surprise you with non-performance? How do you deal with that?
Well, let me come from it twofold. The normal reactive response to someone saying, you say, did you get it done? They say, oh, no, I didn't, is to ask them why or why not. And the minute we do that, we now have an excuse that we've asked for show up. Well, excuse doesn't get work done. So I use some what I call scripting. When someone misses a deadline, unfortunately, now that we've had the agreement not to do it and they do it, I have three questions that I ask. First question is, what's your next step to get that done? And I'm looking for an appropriate action. The second question, when after I get an appropriate action, is when are you going to do that? And I'm looking for an appropriate time. And the third question is, can I count on you for that? Well, unfortunately, the person's already surprised me, so I kind of cement this in with, can I count on you for that? Theoretically, a couple of times doing this with someone, people realize, okay, if I'm not going to get it done, he's going to say, what's the next step to get it done? And I'll tell him this. He's going to say, when are you going to do it? And I'm going to say this. And he's going to say, can I count on you? I might as well just go get it done. So those three questions become crucial rather than asking why.
So managers need to train themselves. I, as the CEO of my company, need to train myself to ask those questions. And if I ask those questions, the employees will get it, that I am holding them accountable, that I expect to be able to count on them. And they also understand that if I can't count on them, their days will be numbered.
Absolutely.
I think that's a really good message to send. And we just have about a minute left here before the commercial break. So in a sentence, how often do you see companies succeed at that? What I mean is they actually can train themselves to do it.
I see a high percentage when leadership says, I'm going to be model the accountability, and they're not going to ever have to ask me those questions. And number two, I'm going to set up the systems and processes to have it happen in my side of my company.
Oh, that's great, Mike. Well, we're going to break for a sponsor in a minute. So I just and then we're going to come back because I have a whole bunch more questions for you. And I think I'm going to need to get you over here for my company. This is such important work that you're talking about. But I want to thank our sponsor again, which is the Hudson Institute of Executive Education. And remind our listeners to please go to mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your comments on this show, future shows that you would like to hear topics on, and also visit us at smartadvantage.com. Again, our guest today is Mike Scott. And Mike, real quick, your website.
The website is www.totallyaccountable.com. And in fact, those three questions that I asked are actually printed out on the website as well as one of the things. So
okay.
Totallyaccountable.com.
That's great. Listeners, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with Mind Your Biz Today and Janie Smith after this word from our sponsors.
Searching for executive training programs to help your company's growth? 90% of South Florida's major corporations have sent their executives to training at Nova Southeastern University's Hudson Institute of Executive Education. With workshops ranging from sales to Six Sigma and from management development to mergers and acquisitions, your executives will gain the skills necessary to immediately impact your bottom line. To customize your organization's training, visit nova.edu/execed.
Here is Janie Smith with Mind Your Biz Today.
Okay, we're back, South Florida. Thanks for joining us again. We're having a wonderful discussion with Mike Scott on how to hold people accountable and make sure things get done. I just want to remind you, mindyourbiztoday.com, our website. You can hear any of our past shows as well as this one will be posted on our website. And we've had some fantastic people that we've interviewed over the past few months. If you've missed any of them, feel free to listen to them at mindyourbiztoday.com. Okay, Mike, we're back. And again, I have so many questions for you on this topic. It's just one that every single business, it doesn't matter if you're the dry cleaner and you've got three employees or if you're a Fortune 500 company, these are skills that anybody managing employees has to have. I get that. And as in any behavior modification, it's not always that easy to get it get your behavior that way. But God, there's huge ROI in this, isn't there, Mike?
Right.
People are constantly asking me, "Do you have a minute? Do you have a minute? I want to be there for my employees, but I can't get anything done when I work in the office. I have to work at home to get things done sometimes." And I know I run a smaller company, relatively speaking, and people who run big companies who have that open door policy can't ever get anything done. What's the answer to that?
Well, I recommend that when someone says to you, "Got a minute," understand that chances are they don't want just a minute, they want more than that. So my belief is also that very often when someone says, "Got a minute," they are really taking a problem and elevating the problem, a problem that shouldn't be elevated. So my belief is this: when somebody says, "Got a minute," go for what I say, the appointment. Go for the meeting. So, for example, you say, "Got a minute." I say, "I tell you what, I don't right now, but I would 20 minutes from now. Could that work for you?" "Well, yeah, sure. How much time do you need?" "Well, I need about 10 minutes. Great. What's the subject?" "Well, it's the Jones Project." "Great. So 20 some minutes from now, you'll be back here in my office and we need 10 minutes to talk about the Jones Project." "Right. All right. See you then." And that keeps you where you need to be, working on what you're working, and then they're ready to see you. But I'll give you a hint. Half the time, they'll send you an email or they'll call and say, "Listen, I don't need to see you. I took care of it."
It kind of changes their behavior, it seems, because they know that you're going to brush them off, so to speak, or put them off, let's say, and so they figure it out. Is that what you're saying?
That's partly it. Secondly, it's partly I want to give you my full attention when you talk to me.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. So tell me about one-to-one meetings. Are weekly one-to-one meetings important? In my office, we try to have a staff meeting in the morning. We don't have time to do one-to-ones, or we haven't made it a discipline. But tell me about one-to-one meetings, because I have heard that they can be very effective.
Well, a one-to-one meeting, really, if you look at it, is the direct reports meeting with their boss. Should last probably no longer than about 15 minutes. In other words, what I say is don't do processing in that meeting. If you need to solve a big problem or you need to work on a big project, don't do it there. There's a very specific agenda for it, but basically what your job is as the boss at that is they bring in the agenda, they talk about what they need to talk about, and it doesn't mean you can't have input, but that's your point, to touch the work that needs to be done. It's also their time with you that they don't get on a concentrated basis. And, as you said, with the interruptions, very often you can say to somebody, "Listen, could it wait till the one-to-one meeting?" "Yeah, sure, we'll put it on the agenda and come on in." So I recommend a weekly one-to-one meeting, no longer than 15 minutes with each of your direct reports, and do it even if it's long distance, but it gives you the opportunity to touch their work as well. If it's off course, get it on course. If it's on course, leave it alone.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So let's talk about some of the things that could be time wasters, or not even time wasters, but I like to think most of us, anybody running a business or managing a business, we get caught up with working in the business instead of on the business. And I find that when I'm sitting on an airplane or driving in a car, I get all these thoughts of like, "Oh my God, we need to do this, we need to do that," and there's only so much you can do while you're driving in the car, and you really don't want to be sending emails or texting. So what's this, you know, is there a way to keep track of thoughts while you're on an airplane or in a car? I mean, all those important things that you know have to get done.
Well, here's one of the things that I use, and this is, it's an app. It's available on the Droid. It's available on the iPhone. It's available for BlackBerry. In my case, it's what I call Recall, R-E-Q-A-L-L. And it gives me the ability to touch my phone. It starts recording for 30 seconds, and when a thought comes to me, I can say it. I can touch my phone again. It will stop recording and immediately send an email to anybody, including myself, of what I just said. Now, it'll be a voice recording, but it'll also be the transcription of what I said. And I may be driving for 30 minutes from one place to another and have four or five ideas come up, or thoughts, or things that I have to do. I've now recorded them. They're in my email, and when I get to my office, I can drag those emails down into my task section of my software, in fact, my case, Outlook, and I never lose those thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm writing another book, and that would be immensely helpful. So for our listeners, would you spell that app again so that we're all aware of it one more time?
R-E-Q-A-L-L. LLL, and you can download it from the app stores, and also you can go on their website, recall.com, recall.com, and some great ideas on how they suggest using it, and it's a free app.
Wow, that's fantastic. I just got my Droid about a week or two ago. I was playing with it last night, downloading all the free apps. Now I got another one to get.
Well, you will love this one.
Oh, my God, you're not kidding. How do I because this is something everybody can relate to, but how do we get work done, strategic work done every day? Like I said, we're all caught up. I think it was Michael Gerber who cautioned against working on the business versus in the business. It's real easy to get sucked into in, but your leverage for growing a business and being successful is being strategic, making the strategic decisions. That's on the business. So how do we carve out time to do that?
My recommendation is about 30 minutes before you leave work, make it a regular appointment with yourself, a little 10, 15-minute appointment max, and plan tomorrow. And during that time, what I recommend is that you look at the work that you have to do, look at the tactical work, look at the strategic work. The strategic work, look at what activities have to be done tomorrow strategically, make a list of those, and then tomorrow plan, for tomorrow, plan in what I call FWT, focused work time. Make an appointment, 30 minute, 9 and 9:30, another appointment from like 3 to 4 o'clock. Maybe that's the only time you have to work on your strategic work. And then know what you're going to do during that time, and then when those appointments actually show up tomorrow, they're your appointments, stop doing what you're doing and take care of your strategic work that has to be done, and then go back to your tactical work.
Do you have suggestions for people who are not in the same place 9 to 5, Monday through Friday? A great many business people, salespeople, consultants, service professionals are on the road, and so they don't have the luxury of being able to do that. What suggestions would you have for people like that who don't have the steady, predictable schedule?
Well, you know, Janie, you and I are in that position, and I'll tell you how I do it. And what I recommend is live off your smartphone.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter what kind of smartphone it is, but if you're hesitating to get a smartphone, it doesn't matter which one you get. Get a smartphone and use that linked up to everything that's in your office so that you can literally operate out of that.
Boy, I am going to have to hire you and get you over here. You've got some great ideas. And I feel like I'm a little bit behind the times in the technology, and you really know how to use it. I can see how valuable your ideas are to your clients.
Yep.
So before we close the program today, if you had to give our listeners, three of the top time-saving ideas that you would give them, or, you know, the most productive things, because it occurs to me as you talk, many of these things are absolutely fantastic ideas, but some people have the discipline gene, and some do not have it. They don't have it in their DNA to be as disciplined as some of your suggestions. So what are some two or three things that anybody can and should do that they'd get some leverage out of right away?
Well, one thing that I'm going to say, and I know that everybody can't do this, is get an assistant. Now, I use an assistant who's a virtual assistant. I don't use her 40 hours a week, but she has been fantastic for me. But she handles so much stuff of the tactical work so I can get on to the strategic work. That's number one. Number two, as I was saying before, plan tomorrow today. If you wait till tomorrow, you'll get caught in it in the day, and you get caught in a reactive mode. And the third thing that I say is if you're going to work on a project, going back a little bit to what I said before, don't start work on a project until you have planned it out into the work that has to be done, put dates on the work that you're going to do, and then have it be a part of your strategic work. And then number four, if there's any priority on work at all, it's going to be established by the date that's put on for completion as opposed to even urgency and importance.
Okay.
And then finally, the fifth one is when you agree to do something or somebody agrees to do something for you, make sure that both of you are clear on the end result.
Okay. That's a real important one, and that just requires a question, and I love your question, can I count on you? Because that kind of closes the loop on the conversation, and so many of us are on the fly, and we're just throwing something out there and we're not really closing the feedback loop, as it were, on the tasks that we're given. And I know I'm guilty of that. I think anybody in business in today's world, especially in the past year and a half with recession, we have less resources. We're working so hard and so fast that we don't have the time, or think we don't. So just a simple one more sentence can really close the feedback loop. Mike, would you, we're getting pretty close to the end of the program here. Would you give our listeners your website and tell them what tools, if any, or questions they might find on your website?
On my website, you'll find the electronic tools in terms of the names and the apps that I talked about. You'll find some forms. I stay away from paper as much as I can, but when there's necessary to use a form, you'll find forms on there. And you'll find the terminology, the questions that I had. What's the next step to get it done? When are you going to do that? Can I count on you for that? And there are a number of other resources that you can click on and go to get additional information. So the website, again, is www.totallyaccountable.com. Website, totallyaccountable.com.
Okay, that's great. And any other way you would like them to reach you, an email address or anything?
An email address would be mike@totallyaccountable.com. And phone number, toll-free number, 800-990-6540, okay. 800-990-6540.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for being with us. And I want to thank our South Florida listeners for joining us again. Please, please give us your comments and your ideas for future shows at mindyourbiztoday.com. Feel free to listen to any of our past shows on that website. We'd love for you to visit us at smartadvantage.com. We also have some free tools there. Our whole goal and mission of this show, Mind Your Biz Today, is to help you grow your businesses, get as many new business ideas and tricks of the trade so that you can beat the competition. So, Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And we want to thank our sponsor, which is NOVA, the Hudson Institute of Executive Education at NOVA, Southeastern University. And thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
The Hudson Institute of Executive Education at NOVA Southeastern University provides training in more than 30 areas of business, from communications fundamentals to advanced leadership. All courses are taught by instructors who have years of successful corporate experience. Investing in Hudson's executive education programs will provide your team with skills and tools that result in measurable returns. To customize your organization's training, visit nova.edu/execed.
You've been listening to Mind Your Biz Today with Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage, best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire. Tune in next Friday at 4:30 p.m. for another great program here on 880 The Biz.